In the Sipa Parsha, Seinim and Gei Paris Cholim, in the story in our Parsha about Paris' dream, as the Chatumim Habdam Cholim Nishke Kent Paisa Zain, that his sorcerers and so on could not interpret the dream, on the Arichas HaSipa, and then the story which is told in great detail, Veng Dem Pisrin Fin Yosef, about the interpretation of the dream that Yosef gave Zenefran. There are a number of questions which are found in some commentaries on the Torah. Number one, the pisuk of Yosef, the interpretation of Yosef as sheva paras ha-teves and sheva shavolim ha-teves, that the seven fat cows and the seven fat stalks of wheat, vaizna sheva shnei sova, that they are an indication of 7 years of plenty of good growth. Und sheva paras rakeis varois, and that the seven skinny cows, und sheva shavolim rakeis shtufes hakodim, and the seven skinny, skinny is not the word, but the seven windblown and you know, thin undergrown stalks of wheat, vaizna sheva shnei rov, they are an indication of 7 years of hunger. Is lechera an einfacher person? It would seem that that is a very simple interpretation of the dream. Was mekenem leichter reizring? That's something that could easily have been understood from the dream. Und verstehen von dem cholum gufa, that could be understood from the dream itself. Why does it need interpretation? Porus yofas amaros ubrias abasar. When you talk about, when you see seven fat cows, which are, you know, fat, zayin nataytzof and greise. Are a result. How does a cow get fat? Because there's a lot of grass to eat, so there's a lot of growth, and that's how it gets fat. So therefore, it is a simple indication. When you see a fat cow, it means there's a lot of grass to eat, which means there's a lot of growth. And if that's not enough of an indication, of a clear enough indication, so when you see an actual stalk of wheat which is fat and overgrown and so on, if a so that's obviously a sign of good growth of wheat, as mam fosayva, which means that there's going to be a lot of food. And to the conversely, poros rois, when you see skinny cows, vaiznas is nishkinuk spais, means that there's enough, not enough food for them to eat. And then, of course, when you look at an actual image of a stalk of wheat which is windblown and thin and not well grown, seine klorit sechens von a zeit von hunger are clear indications of a time of hunger. And so also with the other details of the dream, which are also quite simple. Pariyat gezemba chalomi vidipeira zainin oilusmin, apore zainin oilusmin ayyoir. What did Pari see? He saw that the cows coming up from the Nile River. Was the yoir nilus, which the Nile River is, mashke eretz Mitzrayim, was the source of the of agriculture in Mitzrayim, because it used to overflow and soak the fields. As in Emes is uphanging the geretinish from Tfuah and Mosin from Eretz Mitzrayim, and therefore it's dependent on the Nile whether there's going to be good agriculture in Mitzrayim. Vibal das free is anige kumen de poros v'shuvolam atayus, and since first, so therefore that means that the fat cows relate to Mitzrayim. And because it's talking about the Nilus, so it means that it's related to the source of agriculture in Mitzrayim. So obviously this dream is in regards to Mitzrayim. And so also, and vibald as frias ani gekumen di parim b'shabalas ha-teva, since first in the dream came the seven good cows, is move, and the seven good stalks, is moving b'pashas as frias, it's an asmam fun shseiva in Mosim Eretz Mitzrayim. So since they came first, so it's obvious that the seven good years are going to come first. On the north, the paros v'sholim rois, and then came the skinny cows and the skinny stalks. Asman from Rav, they are going to come, the hunger years are going to come after the first 7 years of good years. going on. Hayez Zay, this Saide Paras and Saide Shibolim, since they, meaning the cows and the stalks, were both in the, there were seven of each, is verstandig. From this it's clear, as does Weiss, the Vatzol von Sieben Mol wachsen von Shibolim Tvua, that it's an indication of seven cycles of growth of wheat, stalks of wheat. But yet the Gidl Smich ben Tvua is Eim Molayar, and we know that every year there is a new cycle, so it grows once a year. Vostas kumt dur de Harisha bis zu de Dishim de Sheva Paras, related also to the seven cows, because how do you get seven cycles of growth? Because the cows are the ones that plow the land, and they are the ones that thresh the finished product. So the seven cows also indicate seven cycles. Zib mol and zib myor, so therefore you get seven cycles in 7 years. So that means that it was 7 years. It's going to be 7 years of hunger or end of plenty. So in other words, everything in the dream is very quite literally interpretive. It doesn't even need interpretation. It's just the obvious answer to what the dream means. Our piece called Zay is in ganzen verstandig. So based on this, it's very, we have to understand, number one, wie kommt es, as die Chartume Mitzrayim haben nicht verstanden, as Odov Poshut. How is it that the wise men of Egypt, the soothsayers and the sorcerers of Mitzrayim, how come they couldn't interpret something so simple? And that they had to reach for certain interpretations which were so outlandish that Pare didn't relate to them, that he couldn't accept them as the correct interpretation, as Rashi says. Number two, in Vosses Bashtan of the Gedla Chachmin and Pisim for Yosef, what was the great genius of Yosef that he interpreted this dream? That Pare was so impressed by Yosef, that based on this interpretation, he made him into the second in command of the entire Egypt. Based on this interpretation, it's an obvious interpretation. Why does it take a genius to give this interpretation? Number two, gleich nachdem wie Yosef hat verendigt zogen Pare dem Epissen nach Holland, right after Yosef finished with his interpretation of the dream, hat Yosef mamshach given, he continued to speak. He didn't finish his narrative by telling him what the interpretation of the dream is. He went on to continue. Und mit der Hadgosha, das ist ein Hemmschicht zu frier. And not only did he continue to speak, but he linked what he was saying to his interpretation. What did he say? How do we know that he linked it? Durch anev mitava v'amaisev, because he continued his speech with the and, the vav amaisev, the vav and so and so. In other words, connected to what before, to what he said before. What did he continue to say? Ungegeben paren an eitze, he continued with giving pare advice. In mit un mit anarichus, and not only did he give it briefly, he elaborated on his advice. And now Pare has to see to it. Pare has to go on to appoint people in charge and so on. In other words, to gather together the 7 years of plenty in order to have enough food for later. The question has to be asked about this. Wie kommt Yosef sich mischen in Inyanim HaMelucha? What's Yosef mixing in and giving advice about how Pare should run his administration, how he should run his government? Pare hat ihm gebeten, es soll im Paisus ein dem Cholim. All Pare asked him was, tell me what this dream means. Aber nicht kein Eitzis, und auch das Amluche. He never asked him to give him advice about how to run his government. Meforshim sagen, ados was Yosef hat meisig über den Eitzis, aber hatte jeder Pare. Mefarshim want to answer that why did he give this, continue with his advice? Is weil damit hat Masvig given Pare in dem Tam betachlos von dem was der Eberstadt war wissen Pare in Cholam Asher Selekim Eise. What he meant to say was, since Yosef had said to Pare that Hashem is showing you what he is planning to do, he's giving you a heads up about what's coming, seven good years and seven hunger years, So Yosef was explaining to him, why is Hashem telling you, why is he giving you a heads up? Because he needs you to do something about it. Hadassah Nishtam, it's not just that he's letting you in to his plans, in order that you should have, he wants to worry you about the 7 hunger years. The reason Hashem told you what he's doing is because he needs you to act on it. He needs you to take proactive initiative and prepare for the 7 hunger years. So that's why he was telling it to him. So in other words, it's still part of the dream. He's explaining why Hashem let him into his plans. But that is nishmaspig, but that's not enough to answer the question. Because then Yosef should have said it, as the tam was the eibishtatem does babizen, that the reason that Hashem is telling you what he's doing is tzliba atayeda v'yasapari. He should have linked it in that way. Hashem is showing you what he's doing so that you can prepare for the future. But he didn't make that link. So there must be something else that Yosef was saying with his advice. Number 3. The bald as vati poem ruche from pare is given the far. But so it nish ge hat kein pisser ne von cholem. Since the reason that pare was disturbed, vati poem ruche, he was disturbed by what he had seen. And the reason that he was disturbed was because he couldn't understand what the meaning of it is. Von cholem. It's lib dem hat gebracht Yosef von Bern. That's why he brought Yosef out of the prison. So after Yosef interpreted the dream for him, so the pasuk by Yitav Adover, it, the thing, pleased Pari. He was satisfied with the thing. What is the thing? It seems to relate to what Yosef said at the very end, which was the advice that he gave him about how to deal with the dream, with the upcoming, the impending hunger years. So that's what appealed to Pare, Beine Pare. When it seems that it should have written, since the whole thing was about the interpretation, that's what bothered him to begin with. So then what Vayita, what he was pleased with, should have been the interpretation that Yosef gave, not the advice that Yosef gave. Und das wird den ganzen nicht demont. And that Pare was pleased by the interpretation of the dream is not written at all. It only says that he was pleased with the last thing that Yosef said, which was his advice on how to deal with it. Number 4. Tamua by Yosef, very strange. Since these are questions which are in understanding the simple meaning of the psukim of the story, why is it that Rashi doesn't address this question or the answers or give answers to them at all? Rashi, of course, is the first and foremost, he was the primary commentator on the simple meaning of the psukim. When his mefarish yedushverikad mshudushal mikir kiyudu, and that he finds it his responsibility to explain anything which is difficult to understand in the simple meaning of the psukim. And over here are obvious questions, and Rashi doesn't address them at all. Muzman zog. So therefore, we have to say, as the bir b'kolanal is moving ma'atzmel p'pshudushal mikra, that all of these questions can be understood simply from the simple meaning of the psukim, or that you can get the answers to them or some of it from things that Rashi already told us. So therefore we can come to the understanding of it on our own, and there's no need for Rashi to address these questions. So we'll understand this based on what Rashi says on the pasuk, and there was no one to interpret the dream for Pare. That's what the pasuk says. So what does Rashi say? What does it mean there was no one to interpret it for Pare? It should have said there was no one to interpret it. It says for Pare they were unable to interpret. So Rashi says they were able to give interpretations of it, of a loyla pare, but not in a way that was satisfactory to pare. one of the interpretation they gave him was, you will have, there will be seven daughters born to you, and there will be, and you will bury seven daughters. Those are the seven fat cows and the seven skinny cows. So this needs to be understood. Number one, Tzaliv Vos Daf Rashi Ois Taichin Vos Is Given the Pisrim from the Chartumim. Why does Rashi find it necessary to give the interpretation that Pari's advisors gave him, which ultimately were rejected, and doesn't say it anywhere in the Pasuk? Why do we need to know what exactly their interpretation was? Und is sich nicht mistapik mit Mefarer sein, das was is negeit zum Pshat HaKosov. And it's not enough for Rashi to simply say that which seems relevant to explaining what the Pasuk says. He's trying to explain that they did give him interpretations, but he was Pare wasn't pleased with those interpretations. So you should have said that the words that they said really didn't sit well with him. He was not pleased by their interpretation. That's all he has to say. He doesn't have to say what exactly they interpreted and which Pare rejected. Number two, we have to understand the Makaf and the Pirush Shahoyu Oimrim Sheva Banis. Where does Rashi take this explanation? What exactly they told him that there were seven daughters? Is the Medrash. Rashi takes it from the Medrash. In Pasuk in Ishtokin Remez of Dem Pisrim, because in the Pasuk there is nowhere is mentioned anything about seven daughters, what kind of interpretation they gave him. So Rashi takes it from the Medrash. Aber in Medrash state as der Pisrim is given Oifen Cholim von der Sheva Paras Atoivis. But in the Medrash relates this interpretation only to one part of the dream about the seven cows. Und danach is the Medrash Mamshich, and then the Medrash goes on to explain another interpretation for the second part of the dream. The Chein Omru, they also gave another interpretation, Sheva Shibolim Atoivis, Sheva Malchis at the Mechabish, that the seven good stalks of wheat refer to seven countries, seven kingdoms that you will conquer. Sheva Shabbalim Aroi, Sheva Aparchis, Meir Dizbach. The seven bad ones are, they relate to seven kingdoms or seven provinces that will rebel against you. So that's what the Medrash explains about this, the second part of the dream, the seven stalks. Favos is Rashi Mishana. So why does Rashi change that? Unzot, as the Chatumam Gezot, nor Ein Pisrin. And he only attributes one of those interpretations to the advisors of Parai. Especially that if you look at it simply, it seems reasonable to say, as the Tzvei Chalom is Parai, Vaisen of Tzvei Inyonim, that the two dreams seem to relate to two separate things, as the Medrash in fact says. And that seems reasonable in the Pshuto Shel Mikra too. Was the Farat Yosef Gedarf for Emferen Zayn Pisrein. And therefore, Yosef had to address this issue about the repetition of the dream, that it was he had two separate dreams to indicate two things, and Yosef reinterprets it differently. Not that they're two separate things, but Vali Shanas Acholim, Yosef says, and the reason that it was repeated, and he gives the reason because it's going to happen soon. But so Yosef had his interpretation of it. But it's reasonable to say that the two separate dreams are two separate issues, as the Medrash says, as the advisors said. And therefore, it's very logical to say that the advisors interpreted as two separate things. Otherwise, why was it repeated? So, which is the way the Medrash goes. But Rashi makes it into one interpretation. They were applying the same interpretation to both dreams. Why does he change that from the Medrash? And the beer and them, and the explanation of this is, as he and his senes, that exactly is the point. Dos was Rashi Kleiptois Dafke Dem Pisrim from the Chartumim. The reason that Rashi chooses this interpretation that the advisors gave, and not the other one, is as Vail Dafke Eris Masim Shubshutus Lomikra. Because this interpretation lends itself more to the simple understanding of the Psukim. und der Fahr ist auf derech Pshat, and therefore, according to the simple understanding, which is what Rashi addresses, haben die Chatumim gesagt, nor dem einem Pisrin. That's why he says that the advisors only gave this one interpretation. But the Medrash, of course, interprets according to Medrash too, not according necessarily to the simple understanding of the Pesukim. But Rashi only wants to deal with the simple understanding, so therefore, in his view, there was only one interpretation of the advisors. And this, of course, explains also the mistake that they made, which didn't allow them to interpret the dream in a more simple fashion. Sheva Shanim Kanal Sif Aleph, which would have been the more understood explanation, which is that the seven fat cows relate to seven good years and so on, as Yosef interpreted. They should have come to that conclusion too, but now we'll understand what their mistake was. Abameila is the Goydel Achidush from Pisrin Yosef, and therefore we'll understand now also what was so novel and so genius-like of Yosef's interpretation. Okay, Lakaman, as we'll now explain. Loid Diyuk in Pirush Rashi is Oich Muven, according to this understanding of the way Rashi explains it. We can also understand as Lepirush Rashi kemen is zogen v'yemedesh ad chidush fin Yosef is in ascholos aloshem fun zayn pisun cholum pare echad hu. The genius of Yosef's interpretation is not that he was able to link the two dreams into one and explain that it's really one thing. And not as the advisors wanted to go, at least according to the way the Medrash sees it, as the cholam from the Paris and the cholam from the Shibalim, that the two dreams are two separate dreams, and each one has its own interpretation, it refers to something different. And for this reason, they did not interpret the dream in its simple interpretation as Yosef did. The reason they didn't was because they saw it as two completely separate dreams, and therefore they have to find two separate interpretations. Yosef came along and he said, no, it's only really only one dream, and the reason it's repeated is for a different reason, and therefore he came up with the simple solution. That is not the genius of Yosef's interpretation. How do we know that Rashi doesn't take that as Yosef's novel interpretation? Because Rashi zog befeirish, Rashi clearly says shehoyu aimrim sheva banos atam el sheva banos ata kever, that they said seven daughters you'll give birth to, seven daughters, seven daughters you'll bury, und is nishmeisim abazunder pisav adam tzeit nechalim. And Rashi doesn't attribute a second interpretation to the advisors of Parai. Is muchach kanal, therefore it's clear, as we said before, as Pirush Rashi Pshudish Lamikar Balaimid Rashi, that according to Rashi, which is trying to interpret the simple meaning of it, not like the Medrash that interprets also homiletic interpretations. So according to Rashi, the advisors of Pari also understood this simple thing as the Cholim Bashtate von Ein Inyavatechan, that the dream is really one dream, the two dreams are really one dream, and they have the same interpretation. So Rashi takes it that the advisors of Pari also interpreted only one interpretation. The dream is really one dream, like Yosef said. So therefore, that's not the way where Yosef and the advisors go their separate ways in how to interpret this dream. We will have to understand where they went their separate ways, why they went their separate ways. But in the meantime, the Abarbanel is Yosef. The Barmanel adds al Nalsiv Gimel on what we said before, as the chiluk tzvishin dechatumim and Yosef is given a klolus inin achalemus of Pisreinim, that the approach to interpreting a dream was different than the way Yosef saw it and the way the advisors of Pare saw it. The chatumim haben gewusst chachmes pisin achalem. The Pare's advisors knew how to interpret dream. They knew the science, if we can call it that, of interpreting a dream. The way a person's imagination has an effect, that the things that you see in your dream are really analogies or things which represent representations of something else in your life.
Haben Sie euch dem Cholum Pesach gewähnt, als die Paris Vishwalim seine Nischke Pshutem, nor Amashu Veremes, als Sheva Bonis.
Therefore, they said, the dream is not meant to be taken literally. A dream is only an analogy for something else. It's a representation of something else.
So to go and interpret that seven fat cows actually means seven fat cows, that's not the science of interpreting dreams. The seven fat cows must refer to something else in Parais. They're a representation of something else. So therefore, they said it represents seven daughters.
Und Sheva Malchias, or the seven stalks, they represent the seven kingdoms that he will conquer and so on.
Masha'en ken Yosef at Vashtana Baruchat Kedesh.
Yosef understood what was going on, not just from simple science, but he understood, he had a deeper understanding of it from Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit which was upon him.
Nish blois mitzat chachmas ateva and Pesach Alem is
not only taking the psychology of dreams into account.
So he understood the emes, he understood the truth of the matter, as the cholem is nisht vi andere cholem is, that this dream is not similar to other dreams. This is a different type of a dream.
Other dreams, it's true, they are representations of other things which are happening in your life. But this is a different type of a dream.
Nor, Ahaidom, Omaila, this is a dream that came as a message from above.
And therefore, the cows and the stalks need to be taken literally. It's a simple message, not a representation of something else that's going on in your life.
So that's how the Abarbanel explains it. However, in Derech HaPshat of Pshutus HaMikro Pirshash HaLatayre Ober, however, in the simple understanding of this psukim and the way Rashi explains things, we don't find anywhere in the Torah, as we will soon see, already talked about dreams previously, and we don't find different types of interpretations that they are representations of other things. We don't find that that approach in dream interpretation previously in the psukim.
Especially that we already have we have already dealt with dreams and interpretations of dreams before.
We find earlier that the dreams were interpreted in a very literal sense,
not as a representation of something else, and certainly not a far reach of a representation.
Where do we find that? On Haibendik von Cholom Yaakov.
First, we start with the dream of Yaakov. Ayachlim vehine sulam mutzav arza.
What was his dream? That there was a ladder standing on the earth. Vereisha megiyah shemaima. The top of it reaches into the heaven.
Vehine malach elakim elam yerdim bay. And the angels were going up and down.
Vas main kipshute. And how did Rashi interpret those that dream?
Literally, as the malachim was habmen bagleiten etz Yisrael bizchutz loretz,
that the angels that were escorting him in etz Yisrael to his departure from etz Yisrael into chutz loretz,
habmeile given l'shamayim of them sulam, they were now leaving and going up on the ladder back into heaven.
Well, malachim chutz loretz, and then the angels that were going to be escorting him outside of etz Yisrael,
yardu, they are coming down from the ladder.
In order to escort him to Chutz Loretz.
So in other words, a very literal interpretation of the dream. It's not even an interpretation. He saw what was going on. He just simply saw what was happening.
So also Yaakov's dream that
he saw that in the breeding of the sheep, he saw that the sheep were going to give birth to speckled and striped and so on, the type of sheep that he wanted.
Again, seeing the literally what was going to be happening.
Nochmer, even more bedugmus leinyonenu, which is more similar to our situation,
the chalemus fin Yosef,
the dreams that Yosef had, which were v'hinei anachem alma lumen b'teich hasada,
we were tying bundles of sheaves of wheat in the field. V'hine kama alumasi v'gam nitzava, and my sheaf of wheat stood up and remained standing. V'hine tesevena alumaseichem, your means the other shvatim's, other brothers' sheaves surrounded my sheaf. V'tishtachaben alumasi, and they bowed down to my sheaf, my bundle of wheat. That was his dream. So the brothers of Yosef understood this to mean this simply, as thus meant, as they will sich zu ihm bucken, that they will have to bow down to him, and that the bowing down is connected to sheaves of wheat, which is actually literally what happened when they needed food from Mitzrayim. They had to come and bow down to Yosef. And that's how they understood it. And the same thing with the second one, that the sun and the moon and the seven and the 11 stars bow down to Yosef's star. So it's literal that the whole family has to bow down to Yosef. So in other words, all of the dreams that we've encountered until now in the Torah were interpreted in a literal way, in a literal sense. So therefore it's obvious that in the simple reading of it, as Pesach Zayndem Cholim Negeyetzu Shebeshnei Seiveverav Kipshutei, so therefore it lends itself much more to the simple understanding in the Psukim that the interpretation of this dream should be taken literally, as that there is going to be 7 good years and 7 years of hunger coming, and that this affects the entire Mitzrayim, as is understood from the fact that the cows came from the Nile River. And that interpretation is a sach poshuter, it's a much simpler interpretation, and leiktzich merbash gafer ushainen is much more, lends itself more to the first glance at this dream. Then to interpret the dream that first of all it's only something that relates to Pare personally, he will have 7 daughters and so on, that it's meant to be interpreted in a way that this is only a representation, and you have to understand what it represents, who says that this is what it represents, could represent something else. And it's much more difficult to interpret that way. So therefore, even though the Abarbanel's explanation is a nice explanation, but it doesn't seem to meet the needs of Pshuto Shel Mikra, of the simple interpretation of the Psukim, which is what Rashi deals with. Hey, the Bir Bazet. So to explain what is going on. The ikishverikait and cholim, the main difficulty of the interpretation of this dream, was mitzadem habnechatumem nishpaisig even mecholim kipshutei, which is the reason that the advisors of Pare did not interpret it in the simple sense, as paras atayves vaiznav sheva seivu mozin, that the good cows represent good years, plentiful years, and so on, is in the mhemshach cholim. The difficulty is what comes next. What does it say in the next part of the dream? Now there were 7 more cows that came up after them from the river, that was skinny and so on, and they stood next to the 7 fat cows. So there are 7 fat cows lined up next to the river. Now come 7 skinny cows lined up next to them on the river. The difficulty with that is, if the 7 skinny cows are meant to represent 7 following years after the 7 good years, is zayn zusammen mit poris atayves for seine marames of the vergangene shevashne seiva, how could they be standing next to the 7 fat cows, which are now 7 years which are already in the past? Those 7 years are gone. Now come 7 years of hunger. So what are they doing standing next to the 7 fat cows? Ein Jahr kommt erst noch, damit der Friedige ist weggegangen. We know that the next year comes after the previous year has gone. So how are they standing next to each other? Und der Rebbe haben die Chatumim bechachmasen mamzi gewend in Pisrein, and that's why the advisors to Parei couldn't figure out what they're doing next to each other. Therefore they said, we can't interpret this as 7 years following another 7 years. And that's why they came up with other interpretations that would lend itself to things happening at the same time, the events happening alongside each other. So they said, Sheva Banasata Maidu, Sheva Banasata Kaiver, seven daughters you will give birth to, seven daughters you will bury. How does that, why is that better? Val indem pisrin kenen zayin beidin yonam basachas. Because the interpretation of it is that they're happening at the same time. Sheva Banasata Maidu is in the Zalbat Saito, Sheva Banasata Kaiver. The seven daughters that we will give birth to will happen at the same time as the seven daughters that will be buried. Not that it's the same seven daughters that were born that will die afterwards. At the same time that he would have seven daughters born to him, he would have seven daughters that will have died. Because Bizmana Mahema Befrata Melech, in those days, especially a king, Balachas Kamel Kama Pari Melech Mitzrayim, certainly Pari, the king of Egypt, a melech in a land, the Mitzrayim, woman is Shtufe Zima. He was the king of the country of Mitzrayim, where they were very much into immoral behavior. There's no question that in his harem he had multiple wives and multiple concubines and so on. Umele ken zayin sheba banas ata meilut bay bezman bazol zayin sheba banas ata kaver. So therefore there's no question that seven daughters are born to him at the same time, and at the same time there are seven other babies or seven other daughters that have died at the same time. There's no question, with the many many wives that he had, they were giving birth to children all the time, and therefore it's quite literally possible that they happened at the same time. Therefore, there's no question that there could be seven daughters to be born, and seven at the same time, seven daughters to die. Under the Sheva Banas, which are talking about other seven daughters, Nishdivas Demutata Meilid, not the ones that were born at the time. And therefore, it happened at the same time. Once it's Eich Vashtandig, the Pisim Vatechalne Vativlana. And we also understand what is the meaning of that the seven fat cows swallow the seven skinny cows. Sorry, the opposite. The seven skinny cows swallow the seven fat cows. You couldn't even see that they had swallowed the seven good years, seven good cows. But in the Tzar and Agmas Nefesh, what that means is that the pain and the stress from the Sheva Banas Atakaiver, that the pain that he was going through by burying those seven daughters, Fashlink to nemt to the simcha from the Sheva Banas Atamaylet, would have swallowed up and wiped out the joy that he had from the seven daughters being born. That's the meaning of that part of the dream. Mashein ken Sheva Malchus Atamachabesh Sheva Parchus Meirdesbach. But the second thing that is found in the Medrash, that seven kingdoms, you will conquer seven kingdoms, and that the seven kingdoms will, or seven provinces will rebel against you, is a milsad leshkicha klal. That is something which would be extremely unusual. That is very difficult to imagine that would happen at the same time. Adozel zainen ein sight, that should happen at the same time. Kemuvan, as is quite simply understood, as ein melech geit nisharois mulchama halten babasachas mit zive malchis, that no king is going to go to war with seven separate countries at the same time. Three is mekayvish ein medina. First you conquer one, und danach geit mekayvish ein zweite medina, and then you start a war with the next country and so on. But you don't take on seven countries at the same time, especially not 14. So it's difficult to imagine that would have happened all at the same time. Und das ist der Tam, was Rashi bringt im Pisrim von der Chatumim, Sheva Banas Atamel, Sheva Banas Atakaiver, and that's why. Rashi brings this, the first interpretation about the seven daughters, und ist sich nicht mistapik mit dem Etzem Pirish Loya Yekolim Nichnas. And he doesn't simply say that they said interpretations that were displeasing to Pari, unacceptable to Pari. Why does he have to say what the dream was? Because by telling you what the dream, that the interpretation that they gave to the dream, Rashi lets us into their thinking. And now we can understand why it is that they rejected Yosef's type of interpretation, and what it was that they were interpreting differently, which is the reason that they interpreted it in this way. As does Geta, the Shebishneis, why didn't it explains why they didn't explain it in the simple way that it's referring to 7 years on Shebishnei Arab and seven good years, seven hungry years, but Yosef had enough pesukim in the way that Yosef interpreted it later. And the reason that they didn't was because how do you explain that they happened at the same time, that they were standing next to each other? So therefore Rashi tells us that they gave an interpretation which was happening at the same time. But he doesn't want to accept the Medrash's explanation of the second interpretation, because that is very hard, difficult to understand in Pshuto Shel Mikra, how Pari would go to war at the same time with 14 provinces. But if he simply said that they gave different interpretations without telling us what it is, then we wouldn't have understood why they didn't accept Yosef's interpretation. Now that he gave us what they were saying, we get an insight into what their thinking was. And based on this, we can also understand, as in them is bashtana the chiddush from Yosef. Now we understand what was so unique about Yosef's interpretation. And the far hat gleich noch sein pieces einem cholim, and that's why right after giving the interpretation of his dream, and he interpreted in the simple literal sense, as we said that the seven good cows are good years and the seven bad cows are bad years and so on. So why immediately after giving that interpretation, the chiddush of Yosef's interpretation was to explain to Paroi, how is it, what does it mean that they were standing next to each other on the river? That's where he needed to explain. Was the farab the chatumim gezoktas and under pisrim, which is the reason that the Paroi's advisors couldn't give this interpretation. Now that he gave this simple interpretation, the question came up from the advisors and from Paroi. So then, what does it mean that they were standing next to each other? So Yosef had to explain. Und der Rebbe hat am Yosef given, and that's why he added, nicht als ein Inyan b'fnei atzmai, not as a separate thing from the interpretation, nor via hemshuch un chelek ha'ikri funim pisrein. Rather, what he continued to say was a part, very much a part and parcel of the interpretation itself. That's why the advice that he was giving was not something removed from the interpretation. It is part of the interpretation. He went on to say, "Va'ati yeder pari ish novem v'chacham." Now, pari has to find a good manager. V'yafkid pekinim ala oritz, and he should appoint people in charge of the land of Chimish Eretz Mitzrayim, and that we have to organize Mitzrayim b'shevet shnei asov during the seven good years. V'yikbetzulos kol echal hashanim atayvus haboyz. That they have to gather together all of the plenty, all of the extra grain that will grow during these good years. The Yitzburu bar, and they should gather it together. And that they will be set aside in order to feed us during the seven hunger years. So why did he go on to say that? Not as advice disconnected from the interpretation, but as a part of the interpretation itself. Because that explains how the seven, the 14 cows were standing next to each other. B'shas as baldas cholas sheva shnei hasava vetching zorkt umbavorin verendesvam for the shneva shnei arav, because right at the beginning of the seven good years, they are going to be thinking already about what's coming in this next 7 years, meaning the 7 years following the good years, and they're going to start storing wheat, and they're going to start managing the product so that it will be around for 7 years later. Already then, right at the beginning of the 7 good years, they're going to be gathering the grain in order to have it for the 7 hunger years. Hastus, in other words, as b'shas di sheva shnei asoiva tzuzama mitzeis anishon doin gedank v'neregesh b'negele maisa di sheva shnei arav, so that at the same time as we are experiencing the 7 good years, we are already in our minds and in our feelings and in the way that we behave, in the action that we're taking, we are already considering what's going on, going to happen in the 7 hunger years. In other words, the 7 good years and the 7 hunger years are occurring, at least theoretically, and what we're doing in order to prepare for it at the same time. The same is also true in regards to the 7 hunger years. When the 7 hunger years are occurring, we are at the same time experiencing, in a certain sense, the 7 good years. Because what are we eating today in year 2 of this, of the hunger years? The grain that grew in the 7 good years. So in other words, Yosef set it up in such a way, the interpretation, that the 7 good years and the 7 hunger years are going to be lined up with each other. That's the whole point of why Hashem gave Parai the insight into what's going to occur, so that he could bring them along with aside each other, prepare for the 7 bad years during the 7 good years, and have the benefit of the 7 good years during the 7 bad years. So that explains why Yosef gave advice to Parai. He wasn't giving advice, he was interpreting the dream, continuing his interpretation of the dream. Pisa is moving a move with the Lashna Kotav Yitavad Dover. So based on this, we understand now what the Pasuk says, that Parai was pleased with this thing. Meaning, the Eitzah is Nishda Etzema Pisrein. Meaning that this advice, this idea of how to deal with it, that was what was pleasing to Parai. Not the whole interpretation that the 7 good years and 7 bad years, because that was obvious. But how to bring that last element of the dream into it, which was interpreted from the advice that he gave, that was what was so pleasing to Parai and the other advisors. And why Parai was so excited and he heaped such praise on Yosef, there's nobody as smart as you. Not the fact that he was able to interpret the simple idea of the dream. Because the great wisdom and genius of Yosef was not that he could interpret that 7 fat cows mean 7 good years. That's an obvious thing. If them is nishnoitik and chachmak, now for that you don't need to be a genius. Der uftuf and Yosef in his given, what was Yosef's great novel interpretation? Vasarat mit zayn chachmak zusammengebunden in einem pissen von die sheva shonim shnei aseiva mit die sheva shnei arav. The genius was linking the 7 good years with the 7 bad years. The zwei zmanim kenne zayn zusammen, how you can bring together those 2 periods and make them into 1 continuous lineup of years. Und dafke damit hat sich bestätigt damit es von seinem Pisrein, and only through that element did it cement his interpretation as being the correct interpretation. Besignu nachher, to say it in other words, ein novem v'chochem kameicha. There is, as Parai said, there's nobody as smart as you. While durch dem hat er bewiesen, wie in dem Cholam allein hat man ihm angewiesen. Through this, he showed how in the dream itself he was showed nit nor das was der Eibishter tut, not only what Hashem is planning to do, nor euch was Parai darf tun ba'at yer Parai, that in the dream he was shown what he needs to do, not that Hashem showed him what he plans to do and now it's up to him to figure out what to do about it. In the dream itself, Pare was shown what he needs to do. Line up the 7 years alongside the other 7 years. That's the solution to the problem. That was the genius.
Zayin. The bir bepnimis ha'inyanim.
So to explain this, as Rashi always has a deeper meaning and a more inner focused meaning.
The chalemus from Parei and the pisrim from Parei Yosef is given the sibe and the aschalu from Golus and the nor Golus Mitzrayim.
This whole story with the dream and how Yosef interpreted it, that was what led into the Golus Mitzrayim, which of course also led into the Geula from Mitzrayim.
This verstandig euch in Pashtus, as is simply understood from the events that happened, but in the fit as Yosef is given the shalit ala oretz, because that led to Yosef becoming in charge of the country, and also getting then as Jacob and his uncle coming to Mitzrayim, which led to Jacob and his family coming to Mitzrayim.
The fun is moving, as in them teichen upisun achalem is merumes and kum zu oizdruk that inin agolus vagula. So therefore, it lends itself to say that in this dream we can find, since this is the cause of the golus and therefore the geula Mitzrayim, so in the dream we should find elements of what the golus is about or what the goal is about.
Das bar in them to explain that. Siz mevur in chsidis, if impossible, b'shuv Hashem eshiv esinu hinu kecholmen. Chsidis explains about the pasuk in Tillim that says, when Hashem will return return us to Tzion, to Yerushalayim, hayinu kecholmen, we are like, it was as if we were in a dream. So chsidis explains, as golus is gedlichen zu acholim, that the pasuk is equating golus with a dream.
Punkt V in a cholim ken zayin de chibur von zwei hafchim.
Just like in a dream, you can be dreaming about two opposite things, and they're happening at the same time, and it's not in any way contradictory.
Azoi is es euch bei Yidden in zman a golus.
The same happens also for Yidden in the time of golus.
As demult kennen ba'em zayin sich zusammenkommen zwei hafchim in seinen hage.
That when a Yid is in Golos, there can be two opposite types of behavior, and they happen alongside each other. An example: an av etzel kus b'shas atfila,
a person can have a great love for Hashem, which occurs more often during davening.
Und tirdus from masum matan b'inyanei ha'olam b'meshach hayom.
And at this, after davening, a person goes to business and he begins to get worry about what's going to happen and how to go about it and what to do. And it's a worry. In other words, if a person was truly in love with Hashem, why would he worry about making a few dollars? Or worry about making a few dollars? So these are two opposite types of feelings and behaviors that happen at the same time.
And this, I'm afraid, is only a very elevated level of the Hayinik Chelmim.
Of course, there are much more coarse, opposite types of behaviors that we also experience, some of us anyway.
Und der Riber is the Cholim von Parai, was weist oi von die Ascholim von Golus. Gewember Golid is therefore in the dream of Parai, which is the dream is an indication and the beginning of Golus. Is given begoli the eschabros and the tzvei hafchim.
That's why the dream expresses these coming together of opposites.
Vatamoidna eitzel aporis,
that you could have seven fat cows and seven skinny cows standing next to each other, and even though they contradict each other, it's a dream.
What does it represent? The sheva shonois hasavat zamim and the sheva shonois harav canal, as we said before, the seven good years, the seven hungry years, but noisef of them was kol inyonif and zman bachlal is dafke ze achaze.
Because in addition to the problem with the fact that time, the definition of time means that 1 minute leaves and the next minute occurs, 1 second leaves and 1 second occurs.
Ein zman kum noch de zweite.
Time follows each other.
Ukushmoi, and as the we know what time means. Avar, it's made up of avar, hayva, va'asid.
It's made up of past, present, and future. And that they don't meet at one point. They're three separate times.
Seine da befrata solche zwei suge zmanim, v'zeren hafchim beteichenam.
So in addition to the fact that any time has to follow other time, and you can never have two moments occurring at the same time. That's true for any time period. But certainly when we talk about two periods of time, which are, they define contrary ideas. There is Sheva Shnei Asava, the Seva, there are years of good and plenty, Shnei Arav, and then years of hunger. Those are, besides for being in time, cannot be at the same, two different times can't be at the same time. These are defined by different types of ideas, different periods in the type of period that they represent. And yet in the dream they were lined up next to each other. Was the mitzvah merubas the chibuf and the tzvein yonim hafchim, which is an indication of these two opposite, contradictory types of experiences. Avol elukus shneis asava, the love for Hashem, which is represented by the years of good and plenty, and tzazama mitirdos haparnasa, which can come at the same time. Relatively at the same time as worrying about Parnasa, Shnei Sarav, the years of hunger. So in the dream, we see also represented what could happen in the time of Golus. Our Pianal is moving, but the Pisa for Yosef is given the Ikir and the Kishu for Chibuf and the Tzvei Hafchim. So this explains why the novel and the Chiddush of Yosef's interpretation was about this coming together of the opposites at the same time. As is Mavur in Drushim, the time that Yosef Dafki is given the Peser Chalemus. In Chassidus it explains why was it that Yosef had this unique ability to interpret dreams. Hagam as the time Golivus Bishas Hashine Uncholim Kenin is Baraben Tzvei Hofchim, is Chabeveren Tzvei Hofchim. Although the obvious reason why when a person dreams, when a person is sleeping and he dreams, you can have the opposites coming together and it fits well. The reason is Valdasechel Arba Demot Nisht and as blive the Kayachamadama. The obvious reason is because a person's seichel is not really functioning fully then, and all that's functioning is the imagination. So therefore, in the imagination, funny things happen. And a similar thing that explains Golos is because during Golos the Meichen Elyonim, the wisdom as it is understood in the higher elements, in the higher spheres, do not come through, do not illuminate our experience, our reality, and especially not the neshama as it is in the guf, is over that, so there, it doesn't benefit from this clarity of vision as it is in the heavens above, is of the tam pnimi. So that's the obviously reason why a cholim happens, whether it's in the literal sense or in the interpreted sense of what happens in Golus, is of the tam pnimi. But what is the inner reason for it? Is valdafke the shodesh from zmana Golus is in a hechra madrege v'nizmana Golus. The reason why you can experience opposites in a dream and in Golus is because the time of Golos, the period of Golos, has its source in an even higher time, in a higher level than the time which is not Golos, like the time of when the Beis Hamikdash was in existence. The time that dominates then is from a lower source than the time which receives its chayas, its energy during Golos, comes from a higher place. Namely, in Bechinas Igulim, it comes from what's called Igulim, which means circles. Thus is Hechafar is Chalkus, a circle cannot be divided from Kaven into lines and so on, from Milo and Mata, there's no up and down in a circle. Punkt Vina Igul Kipshute, as in the literal meaning of a circle. Thus is Nishtok and Reish Vesaf, there's no beginning and an end to a circle, it's just one continuous flow. So also what comes from Igulim means that it's an infinite, it's beyond up and down, beyond the limitations. And that's where the time that dominates Golos comes from, that source. The time that dominates the time of the Beis Hamikdash came from a lower source, which is limited, it's linear, rather than endless, like a circle. Which explains what? When the Ribbe Ved the Madrega in the Slabish Behelim in Acholim. And that's why this, the level which is now functioning at the time of Golos, penetrates, at least in a concealed way, into a dream. It will not be revealed when your mind is functioning with normal, regular seichel. Thus mitzadem is ischalkus, because from regular seichel it has to be linear, it has to be understood, one thing leads to another, and you can't have opposites functioning as seichel. But when the seichel recedes to the background, a person is sleeping and a dream occurs, that's when the source of what's happening now comes, is able to be revealed, and therefore in the place where Golos gets its energy from, over there it's like a circle, there's no top and bottom, there's no up and down, everything can happen, opposites can happen. The same is true too for what the insights that a person can have from a dream comes from a higher level than what you can have when you're awake, and the same for the Golos. That's what could happen in Golos, that you can have opposites happening at the same time, and because there is a higher source going on. And that's the meaning that Yosef Dafka was the interpreter of dreams. For him, the Shaydus from Yosef is from the Olam HaYigulim, because what's the source of Yosef? The world of circles, the infinite world. Therefore he had the ability to take away the concealment and the outer shell of what was happening in the dream. He had insight into how it is in the heavens above, therefore he could explain the dream and take away the mask to explain what is really happening. In a way that it should be revealed down here too, Vilumaila and Shader, just like it's revealed in the heavens above, in its source, in the Gulim. Now Pisa is moving. Was the Iker Apisim for Yosef is given the Chibah from the Tzvei Hofchim. Why the main novel explanation of Yosef was about the coming together of the two opposites, Shnei Asav and Shnei Arav, the hunger years next to the good years. Varam Dafke in them Hatzachoyz Gedig the Shayr Shacholim from Bechinas Egulim, because it's in that element of the dream where the source that it comes from, the infinite place, that's where it's expressed. When Yosef's Pisrin had gegeben the Nesinus Koyach of the Geula, and that Yosef's interpretation of the dream and explanation of the dream is what gave us the ability to go to the Geula, the Seist, as Olarop Genumen Verim, the Helem, and the Vush von Cholim Vidosis in Golus, that we should remove the outer shell of how the dream is occurring, which is what's happening in Golus, and that there should be a revelation of the essence, the infinite essence, as they are in their truth, without the mask which obscures the interpretation, the explanation. And that the perfect, the fullness of that infinite revelation will happen when Mashiach comes. Their yield from La'ikonavet Merecha, then will be fulfilled the prophecy of the prophet that said, and your master, meaning Hashem, will no longer hide in the corners. He won't no longer be covered and obscured and concealed. On alavush, and there will be no more garment that covers it. On bayemahu Hashem echad k'shem shanichtev ani kecha ani nikra. On that day, Hashem, Havaya, will be one. What does that mean? Now we have the way Havaya is pronounced, which is like Adnai, and then there is the way it's written, which is different than the way it's pronounced. But then Havaya Echad, it will be pronounced the same way as it is written, meaning that there will be a full revelation of the Havaya, which is the higher name that normally transcends the world.